News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
As Ireland enters level 5, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that Ireland will be living with some form of restrictions until such a time as a vaccine is found. So what happens when a vaccine is found? Will it be the silver bullet we all hope for? David Salisbury is a former director of immunisation at the UK's Department of Health and associate fellow of the Chatham House Global Health Programme. David, you're very welcome. If and when we have a vaccine, will everything be all right at that point? Will we roll it out to all of us? We will all be immune to COVID and that's the end of our troubles.
I wish it was going to be like that. I think we have to be realistic about what vaccines can do. And they are wonderful interventions for public health that have saved countless millions of lives. But we have to be realistic. We don't know how effective these new vaccines are going to be, how many people who receive them will be protected. And until we can vaccinate huge, huge numbers of people, the virus will still be transmitted amongst other people. So my belief is that for those who are particularly at risk from this virus, even when we're vaccinated, we're likely still to have changes in our lives that we would rather went away.
So are you saying that even with a vaccine being available to various groups or to all of us, perhaps, that some form of social restrictions may coexist alongside that vaccine too?
I think that's the reality. If you looked, for instance, at vaccinating older people, people with medical risk conditions, and we gave them vaccine in the same sort of proportions as we do for seasonal flu vaccine, that's just not enough people in our community who would be protected to stop the virus spreading. So the virus will still spread amongst unvaccinated people and unprotected people. And we just won't know who is immune. So I fear that we will have behavioural restrictions on us for quite a long time still to come.
If we were to roll out the vaccine in a targeted way, though, you mentioned flu vaccine. So let's try and compare those two. You know, a respiratory virus, we vaccinate vulnerable groups. Supposing we vaccinated all the population over the age of 65 against COVID, and let's take a similar equivalent to the flu vaccine. Supposing it was 75% effective at generating immunity. And supposing we had an uptake, and I know you wrote about this in The Guardian, supposing we had an uptake of about 75% of that population taking it, over half of that vulnerable population would then be likely to be immune. Are you saying that that isn't good enough for us to change our ways? Is that what this is going to boil down to? Or are you saying that we need to ensure that very, very high rates of vaccine uptake need to be promoted?
Well, let's start with the flu vaccine analogy. 75% of people get vaccinated. The vaccine is 75% efficacious. Well, that's just over 50% who would be truly immune. So let's just take an example. There's me and there's my wife. And it's just like tossing a coin with a 50-50 chance. I might be immune and my wife. We might both be vulnerable, or one of us might be immune. And under those circumstances, would you give up wearing face masks?
Okay.
Would you give up social distancing? And it gets worse as you go down the numbers.
So potentially we're still looking at approximately half perhaps of our vulnerable groups, the older people perhaps, or the people with medical vulnerabilities, remaining unimmune despite a vaccine rollout. Will it come down to things like crunching numbers? Currently, if you are in your 70s, the risk of dying from something like COVID is probably about 4%. If you're in your 80s, it could be 14%. Do we literally divide that by two because half of us will be immune and say, well, 2% now of people in their 70s will die, or 7% of people in their 80s will die, and therefore we can't actually change our ways and go back to the old ways despite a vaccine? And if that is the case, why aren't governments telling us that? And also, why are governments then, particularly here in Ireland, banking on a vaccine as being a game changer?
Well, I think that we have to be realistic, and I despair when I hear people say, put up with the present restrictions because it will all magically be better the day after we have a vaccine. And I do believe people should be saying, vaccines are going to be hugely important. They will save lives. We have to encourage their development. We have to be supportive of their use. But we need to be realistic. While the virus is still being transmitted in our communities, even if you're vaccinated, your risk doesn't go down to zero.
Thank you for that. Indeed, that is David Salisbury there, former head of immunisation in the UK.